listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. A man and woman have been found dead inside a home in Brisbane South in what police have described as a frenzied attack. Officers were called to the property this morning where two bladed weapons were found. Detective Superintendent Andrew Massingham says a man is in police custody.
We do seek community support and information here today with respect to the movements of any persons in or around this residence in the hours before 9:45 this morning, or any dash cam or other CCTV video.
Investigations are underway after a baby was found dead at a home in Sydney's west. Emergency services found the 9-month-old unresponsive today. Paramedics tried to revive the infant, but they couldn't be saved. John Barilaro has admitted he regrets applying for the now controversial New York trade gig. The former New South Wales Deputy Premier has been grilled at a parliamentary inquiry looking into his appointment to the $500,000-a-year job.
If I knew what I know now, I wish I never had applied, because the trauma I've gone through over the last 6-7 weeks has been significant.
And the WA Premier is urging China to calm down following the recent visit of US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. Its military has conducted missions in the Taiwan Strait and it stopped cooperating with the US on a number of issues. Mark McGowan is calling for cooler heads from WA's biggest trading partner.
The reaction has been a bit over the top, and I think there needs to be a calm down on the part of China.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.